wow, I want you to be extremely successful. And the best way to do that is to be successful on purpose. In this week's The CEG Advisor Edge, I want to share with you, count them, 7 steps of being extremely successful on purpose. I'm John Bowen, CEO of CEG Worldwide. And in this short video, I'm going to share with you these 7 steps that we see elite advisors doing, really every good entrepreneur doing, to make a huge impact and get the results they want. You will too. Stay tuned.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights, real results.
Okay, the 7 secrets to being successful. I love it. On purpose. See, when I started CEG with my partners, what happened was we had this premise, and I talked about this last week's episode, that we thought success would leave subtle clues. I got to tell you, that's not the case. We saw with all the empirical research we've done, we've studied tens and tens of thousands of financial advisors and almost the same amount on the affluent side. And what we see is success leaves blindingly obvious clues. And I want to walk you through how you can take these lessons that we see over and over again to really ensure that you have great success and not, count on it happening, opportunistically or accident or haphazardly. Because when you think about that, that's what so many of us do. We wait until it happens. And what I want you to do is to achieve the practice and the life of your dreams. And to do that, you have to be successful on purpose. So what are these 7 secrets to success on purpose? Well, let's start at 1, clarity of purpose. Clarity of purpose is understanding the why, the question why. Why do you get up each morning excited to do what you do? All of us are different. I love working with entrepreneurs, you, business owners, practice owners who are in the financial advice business who want to make a huge difference with their clients so they can achieve all that's important to them. Every day I know that's what I'm doing. That is an amazing why to me. I bounce out of bed. How about you? What is that why? What is the clarity of purpose that you have that gets you excited each and every day? We want to get the why, then we want to get the vision. The vision is all about, think out 5 years. What does your practice look like in 5 years? What do you want to create? This is, a huge opportunity because we are so blessed. We're in an industry that by doing well by others, we can do exceptionally well. But one of the things that's so important is get clear. Do we want to build a lifestyle boutique? A business that really supports the quality of life for ourselves and a small team? Or do we want to build, on the other side, a national enterprise? There's no right or wrong. It's depending on your vision. But once we have clarity of vision, then we can start really being successful on purpose. So we have clarity of purpose, the why, we have the vision, and then the focus. I got to tell you, this is one of the hardest elements is focus. Because what happens is, as you have success, there's more opportunities all over the place. One of the terms I want you to use in your mind is that things are either a hell yes or a hell no. Okay, what do I mean by that? And I want to apologize for swearing, but I want to give it that impact. If it's not something that's going to be toward realizing your purpose, your vision, okay, then it should be a hell no. We can only do so much, and the more we can make our businesses simple and elegant and maintain focus on delivering a great client experience for the clients we choose to work with, as well as attracting a steady stream, those are the 2 big focuses we see the top financial advisors really do. So I want you to have that laser focus. And the next thing that's so critical, and I see this over and over again, that top financial advisors, those elite level, the ones, the most successful advisors out there, they're extremely deliberate. They take massive deliberate action in that focus area. They're really doing ready, fire, aim, and all everything other than the technical, you know, investment side and so on. They are not waiting. They're being very deliberate, and they're deliberate on realizing their vision. Are you? You know, think about what you're doing, you know, to really create that deliberate. And it's not only you, you've got to have the team. And then the next part, you know, if you're going to be successful on purpose, I got to tell you, I love to use a term in our coaching programs called quiet confidence. What am I talking about? When we study the affluent people with over $1 million of financial assets, what they tell us over and over again is they want to work with an expert. 91% of them say they want to work with an expert. Well, if you're trying to sell them, there's a perception that you're not an expert. What I want you to do is to turn it around, that you're exploring with new prospective clients whether you're the right one. Okay, because you limit your practice to only those people that you can make a major impact. And we'll take a look at where you are, where you want to go, what are the gaps, and then examine whether your current providers are doing a good job. And if they are, we're going to tell you to stay. If not, we're going to explore whether we can add huge impact. And if we can, we will. But if we're not the right one and your current provider isn't the right one, we'll point them, you'll point them in the right direction. Think of that difference in that quiet confidence. Okay, you're not trying to talk about how great you are and everything. This is a mutual exploratory process to make sure that we can add value. And the quiet confidence, you don't have to know everything. This is really the next point. What we have to do is we have to be collaborative. We have to surround ourselves with experts, you know, the accountants, the attorneys, the tax specialists, the insurance specialists, charitable planning, whatever niche you're in. You don't want to position yourself as the expert to everyone because it's not credible. This is where you can have that quiet confidence so easy, because other people are going to be there with you, and you have to have a clear and compelling process in how you're going to work with them. But boy, by being collaborative, not only can you serve your prospective clients, your current clients, even better, but what you can do is you can do joint business development. And this is where we see the top advisors really accelerate like crazy and be extremely successful on purpose. And I gotta tell you, there's a lot more fun. And really, number seven is a big important one. And what this is consistency. See, what we have to do is we have to nail the major experiences. The two things that I want you to nail that you have it exactly is that client experience. What is that client experience? And that every single client gets the same experience. It's kind of like an assembly line. Now, each of the components are unique because each of the clients are unique. But to make sure that we leave nothing to chance, we're going to have the systems. I used to be a pilot in the Navy. We had a knee board on. Why? I mean, we were highly trained. We were very proficient, but we didn't leave anything to chance. We had the checklist. You know, they kind of frowned if you forgot to put the gear down as you were coming in for a landing. I mean, these are things that we take for granted, but boy, it's so critical. Nail that client experience, nail the marketing so you have that consistent stream coming in, because that's where you have that quiet confidence. If you know that you're always going to have clients waiting for you, prospective new clients waiting for you, your business is going to be extremely successful. If you want to accelerate your success even more, I'm going to encourage you to take us up on a complimentary best year ever consultation. This is what we do, is where we take a look at where you are now, where you want to go, what are the gaps, and what would we do? The three simplest things we can do, we'd recommend to do, knowing everything we know now, having the privilege of working with so many top financial advisors and all the research we have, what we would do to accelerate your success even more. And if it's appropriate, we'll go ahead and tell you that how our coaching programs would accelerate your success by a couple years. It's amazing what can happen. Now, if you'd like to take us up, you've got to have a net income of over $200,000. You've got to have a strong foundation. But go ahead and click on the link either below or on the side, depending on where you're watching us, for the Best Year Ever consultation. It will open up a calendar. You can schedule the first meeting, two-meeting process. Everything's in writing. Even if we choose not to work together, this consultative experience is going to help you tremendously, because CEG is all about results. You're all about results. We want you to be successful on purpose. Your clients, your future clients, they're counting on you. Don't let them down. We wish you the best of success.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights, real results.